Yeah.
And makes of course where the water, and then you skim all the fat off of the water that you cook it in, let it get cold, and use part of that water that you boiled it in. That's kind of a gelatin like mass.
Uh-huh.
Mix some of that with it to hold it together.
Uh-huh.
And put sage and salt and black pepper, and no, sage and salt and red pepper.
Oh.
Red pepper. A lot of sage, a lot of red pepper,
mm-hmm.
and, well, pretty plenty salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And put it in your molds, dish, whatever you want to pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
Let it chill, and then slice it.
Do you eat it cold, or when you slice it?
No, you have to eat it cold. It's mucky when you eat it.
Oh, I see.
When it's not cold, it don't have to be chilled, but it has to be, it can't be hot.
Yeah, it has to be firm.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds kind of good.
It's delicious when it's made good.
Uh-huh.
But it's too much, it's so much trouble nowadays, people don't make it very much.
Yeah.
I think you would, if I lived on the farm and had hogs, I would probably make some.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to go down here and buy one of those old things and do it, it's too much trouble. I'll just go to the grocery and get me a little bite of that stuff with that old vinaigrette. Now, a lot of people put vinegar in, but we never put vinegar in ours.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It makes it. Now, if we wanted a little vinegar on top of our pepper sauce, put a little pepper sauce over it when you went to eat it. But I don't want that vinegar in it.
Did you ever make anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
My mother has. I never have made any of it.
What?
She calls it liver cheese.
Uh-huh. But do you know how she made it?
Uh-huh. Same way. Same way.
Same kind of thing, huh?
It's mashed up and or ground, whichever one you want to do. Most of the time, liver don't have to be ground. It'll crumble up itself.
Uh-huh.
And you put sage and red pepper.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Hmm.
And she just loves it. I'm not so crazy about it.
Yeah.
And I don't like pork liver either.
Oh, really? Mm. I don't know.
Strong. I buy calf all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Ooh, no. No.
Let's see. Did you ever mix up some of the juice from the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and cook it, and then after it gets cold, later you slice it and fry it?
No, we never did.
Okay.
I've heard of it, but I never have eaten it.
Did you ever hear a name for it?
No, I don't know that I did.
Okay. If you kept butter too long, it didn't taste very good anymore.
It's rancid.
Okay. And what did you call sick, thick sour milk that people used to keep around?
Clabber.
Okay, what'd you use it for?
You cook with it instead of making buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
Sour milk, any sour milk.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's considered sour milk, clabber and buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
They call it sour milk.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't taste it for nothing. They say it's soured. Some religious groups won't drink it.
Hmm.
They say it's soured.
I didn't know that.
It's not soured. It's just a cultured.
Mm-hmm.
It's a normal thing. It's not soured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just clabber. I just love to drink it.
Well, look at the expression on that face. What's going on?
Yeah, that's it. See what who's they both know there's something out there.
Okay.
It's a squirrel.
That squirrel sort of sounds excited. Well, did you ever make anything did you ever make anything besides just cook with it out of the clabber?
Cottage cheese.
Oh.
That's enough. Hush. Shh.
That squirrel isn't disturbed and pleased. What's she doing?